Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the distinct privilege of being the pastor here at this extraordinary church. One of the things I've learned in my 6 years in pastoring this church is this, that you can never, ever, ever be too grateful. You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I mean, like literally right around the corner. And everybody's making family plans about where we'll be and what we'll do and when we'll eat and all those other things. But it feels to me like every time that Thanksgiving comes around, this one passage feels like I need to teach on this. I need to preach on this. And it's a story where, well, let me just read it to you in Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. The text says, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. Now, you've heard the term, you know, the other side of the tracks. Literally, when you get to Galilee and Samaria, it is the very essence of that statement, across the other side of the tracks. These are people that did not, they were not cool with each other. They did not like each other. So as he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, and listen to what they call him. Jesus, they call him by his name first, and then Master, how they see him secondly, and then the request. And the request says, have mercy on us. So here he is kind of in this no man land between Galilee and Samaria. There are 10 lepers. And to get leprosy in perspective, in the time in which this was written, leprosy was a modern day AIDS the way we saw AIDS back in the 90s. In that, okay, you are surely going to die. Your life expectancy is over, and you were unclean. I mean, literally, they would say you're unclean. They were cast-offs into the society. So in verse 14, the story says, he looked at them, meaning Jesus, he looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Why in the world would Jesus send them to the priest? Because the law at the time said, if you're unclean, the only way that you can become clean is that the priest would declare that you are, that you no longer have leprosy. It would be like if you're fighting cancer and your oncologist says, you are cancer-free, there's not an ounce of cancer found in your body. Now, the weird thing is the priest could only determine this from the outside look of yourself. It would almost be like looking in the mirror and knowing I'm no longer a leper. Then the text goes on in verse 15, it says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done, and this man was a Samaritan. Now, there's two big parts of this. One, there was a recognition of his gratitude. Jesus, thank you. You have healed my body. You have made it where the priest can say, I'm clean. I can go back to my family. I can go back to my children. I can go back to my parents. My life can continue. And then in verse 17, Jesus said, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Think about it. Where's everybody else? You came and you said thank you, but where is everybody else? And it says, has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Meaning he wasn't one of the chosen people. He wasn't a Jew. He had come from across the other side of the track. Where was everybody else? Everybody else was basking in the fact that the priest had said they were outwardly clean. And then listen to what Jesus says in verse 19. Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. Wait a minute. Whoa, I thought he was already healed. Well, just like everything else in the New Testament, when it comes to Thanksgiving, it is a matter of our heart. And so while this man was healed on the outside, and a priest could say, you can go back home, you can be normal, you're no longer an outcast, Jesus did the more awesome task of saying, I'm going to heal you spiritually. You see, everything that we read in the healings of Jesus in the text is always about a physical healing and simultaneously a spiritual healing. And when Jesus offers the most powerful of the two, it came because there was gratitude, there was thankfulness that had been expressed. I want to urge you to sit down even today and write down 4 or 5 things that you are grateful for that God has given you. Be very elementary in it. Just jot them down and then offer a prayer. Literally come back to Jesus and don't be like everybody else and wonder, where is everybody else? Be that one that would come back and say, Lord, I want to thank you for these things. Folks, listen, this is what this season is all about, that we might find gratitude in our very lives, not just on the outside, but most importantly on the inside. And so allow him to do that. Wrap up your season in a season of gratitude, in a season of generosity, and do that in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that you joined us today. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you'll share these on your social media networks. And of course, I always look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for our 9:30 and 11 a.m. gatherings for worship. And don't miss the entire Christmas schedule that is coming up soon. God bless you. Bye now.